Good afternoon, brethren. Room, but it is warm and cozy, and the chairs are more comfortable this year. On November 3rd, Ernie Marion presented a heartfelt word of encouragement about our opportunity to help those in need, namely Interval House, who assist and shelter battered women in their time of distress and their children. Ernie concluded with James 1:27, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their afflictions." And then it goes on from there, but that's the essence there. November 10th, Peter Wilcox gave a word encouraging us to focus on the royal priesthood aspect of our calling, giving special consideration to our brethren or the family of God. He quoted Matthew 26:7-13 about Christ's anointing at Bethany. In verse 11, Jesus says, "You have the poor with you always, but you do not always have me." Peter also concluded with James 1:27, but emphasizing that we should care for our own widows and orphans in the faith. So the question is, as apparent contradiction in the two messages, is it we are to serve our brethren or also give consideration to those worldly people who are in need? Let's look at some scriptures to maybe provide clarity to this conundrum. Matthew 25:31-40, Jesus explains to his, quote, righteous how they helped him and concludes, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me." So that is the whole passage has to do with, I'll just read in verse 34. "The king shall say to those at his right hand, come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. And naked and sick and that sort of thing. Then in verse 37, then shall the righteous say, Lord, when did we do these things to you, hungry, thirsty, etc.? And when did we see you as a stranger? In verse 40, answering, the king shall say to them, truly I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to your one of these, the least of my brethren, you have done it to me. So clearly, it's very important that we help our brethren, okay? And that's a very good point, well taken at the time. And you know, our focus on the royal priesthood is all of us. And that's good. And there's many other scriptures that Christ refers to where he says, in my name, like the little children, for example, that, you know, you help a little child in my name. So, in other words, people in the church or being, you know, devoted to God in that they're following, obeying him. Okay. Matthew 19:16-22, Jesus counsels a rich young ruler. In verse 21, Jesus says to him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have to and give to the poor, and you have treasure. You will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. There, Christ definitely says give to the poor, not specifying the poor within the church of God or with your brothers in Christ. Okay? So there's an opposite view. So then if we go and try and find an answer to this question, does Jesus only want us to help our brothers and sisters? The classic example is in Luke 10:25-37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. In it, he addresses who my neighbor is. And the first, if we go over to verse, just to be quick here, in verse 25, it says, now a certain doctor of the law suddenly stood up, tempting him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And so he told, he obeys the commandments. And in verse 29, but he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? And then Jesus mentions this Good Samaritan. And the point is, a person that was, you know, on the road, got attacked by robbers and left for dead. And then in verse 31, now by coincidence, a certain priest went down that road, and when he saw him, he passed the opposite side. In like manner, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and saw him and passed on the opposite side. So these are two of, say, my brethren. But a certain, in verse 33, a certain Samaritan, and we must remember how the Jews hated the Samaritans at this time, you know. So this was, you know, like a dog to them. A certain Samaritan, as he was journeying, came to him, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. And that's the important point. And, of course, he binds him up, takes him to an inn, and pays for his recovery. And then in verse 36, Jesus concludes, which of these three seems to you to have been a neighbor to him who fell upon among the thieves? And verse 37, and he said, the one who showed compassion toward him, or mercy. Okay. Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise. So there's an example from Jesus that we should have compassion on whoever is our neighbor, and that is whoever is in distress. And as Ernie mentioned in his sermon, his words of encouragement, those in Interval House are really in distress. These are ladies and their children who have been beaten up by their husbands and are seeking shelter. You know, and what he suggested, and what we talked about this in the leadership team. And one thing we can do without getting, you know, corporations involved, because that's, you know, they want a plaque on the wall and that sort of thing. We want to do something quietly and sincerely to help these ladies. And the one thing we came up with is if you just buy a little Tim Hortons $10 gift card, and what we'll do is we'll collect them maybe when we get 10 or 12. Ernie will arrange to have it sent to Interval House. And then the people in Interval House don't have to know who it's from. They just got a card, and they can go and get a coffee, maybe a donut, maybe with their child. They might get a little, I saw them advertised now at Timmy's Minis for the kids. You know, that's the intent there. So one more scripture that Jesus emphasized. It's very important when he's doing the Beatitudes. In Matthew chapter 6, after verse 48 in chapter 5, he says, therefore you shall be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. What's the next thing he addresses? Your charitable donations. Beware that you do not bestow, in verse 1 of chapter 6, bestow your alms in the sight of men in order to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when you give your alms, do not sound the trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may have glory from men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. So Tim Hortons and these corporations get black on the wall, that's it. They've got their reward. Verse 3, but when you give your alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's a famous phrase. It's, you know, that's where it comes from. Verse 4 is the focus. So that your alms may be seen in secret, and your Father, who sees them in secret, shall himself reward you openly. And that's the important thing. It's not that we're looking for some glory from the world. But there's a promise here There's a promise that if we do these things in secret, and this is as much as we can do in secret, is just give a few little gift cards. They don't have to know who they're from, even. Then God will reward us openly. This is an important concept. I would say that without the publicity and acknowledgement, it's done in secret as best we can. Then we pray that God will reward us openly by bringing more members to our service. And that's the goal. So if anyone would like to contribute, it's not a tax-deductible thing. It's just something we do, like we put in money in a donation box. Pick up a little $10 gift certificate and pass it on to Ernie Marion. And we'll see that these are received by the Interval House, who Ernie has some history with and feels for them. And I do, too. I think this is a good thing for us to do. And we'll just see if God adds to our members. We can pray about that when in this whole process. And if we can think about that, that's the intent there anyway. But we could just, if you bow your heads, finish this with a prayer. Father in heaven, we just ask your hand on our group here, that we might do your will in all that we do, and in giving we might offer these small things in secret, that you would bless our group so that we can do all that we can do, that we can give all that we can give, and that we can love all that we can love. We ask this.